Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. If you're just joining us for the first time, folks, thank you very much. Welcome. God bless you. Happy Easter this Sunday, March 31st. We made it through Easter. Praise God. You know, I want to talk to you a little bit about Easter, folks. This won't be a real long podcast. It'll be very short. But I just want to say thank you to all of my listeners out there for tuning in over the course of the year. Thank you for sticking with me. God bless you and happy Easter, folks. So let's dig into it here. I want to talk to you today, of course, about Easter and about a couple things, but that's the main one, because God sent his son, Jesus Christ, through the Virgin Mary, the birth through the Virgin Mary, to come to this earth, to be in this earth, and to sacrifice and to give his life for all of mankind, for all of human existence, folks. And a lot of people don't realize that. Jesus Christ died, lived on this earth, and died so that we could be given a second chance, so that we could be given life. He died for all of our sins. And so he was crucified, and he died on the cross, was crucified. And 3 days later, he rose again. On a Sunday, he rose again, folks. And what you have to understand, that throughout history and all the different gods, especially I'll name one that I do know a little bit about. You know, you have Muhammad and Allah, the Islamic God, if you will, the Muhammad, which would be the servant, and Allah, which is their God in Islam. And so, Muhammad the prophet. And so, no religion throughout history has had their God, or who they worship, I should say, who they worship, die and 3 days later rise again. Nobody, except for the Christian religion. And we believe in Jesus Christ and God Almighty. And I'll tell you that right up front. Nobody has had that throughout history. And I've talked to people, you know, I've debated, I know a little bit about Hinduism, Islam, and different types of religions. I just know just enough to be dangerous, just enough to have a somewhat intelligent conversation about different religions. But I've never deviated, nor should you ever deviate as well, to have a curiosity to want to get involved in a religion. And I know with, again, just saying, like with Islam, most people in the Middle East, especially women, they're treated as a second class citizen, and you know, I could go on and on and on, human rights violations and on and on. But it's Easter Sunday. I'm not going to get into all that, folks. But most religions throughout history have been very, very, very violent, including my very own Christianity. they've had a violent history, including the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so you have to realize on this Easter Sunday, March 31st, 2024, to give God praise and glory in the name of Jesus for everything that you have. I thank God every day, for example, I'll pick on me. I thank God every day that I'm even alive. I have high blood pressure. I have some problems. I have a minor hernia. I have high blood pressure. I'm losing my sight in my right eye due to glaucoma. I've got a lot of things going on, but I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to let that stop me. I give God, through Jesus Christ, folks, praise and glory. Because again, God sent his son, Jesus Christ, down through the Virgin Mary, born through the Virgin Mary, and God sent Jesus down to this earth in order to pay the price for all sins and all of mankind. And that's what we don't understand sometimes, folks. We're caught up in the moment. We're caught up with spending. We're caught up with our own little bubble, family spending, mom and dad, the kids, the wife, the dog.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
The cat, everything, the job, the kids in school, and then when they get older, kids in college, and the grandparents, we're caught up in all of these things, and all of these are important. Don't get me wrong. But we always have to have God through Jesus Christ at the center of focus. We always have to. And so that's where we get twisted all around, because we're busy being busy, not accomplishing nothing, folks. And that's where you have to understand. It's not about being busy. It's about accomplishment. And it's about serving God Almighty is the bottom line. We can accomplish things in our professional lives and career and personal lives and career. That's great. There's nothing wrong with that. That's good. But we should always keep God and Jesus Christ as the center of our focus and the center of our attention, folks. And that's where you have to understand. And I see, you know, just like the older I get, I'm 57 years old. I'm starting to get old myself here, folks. But I see, back in the day when I was raised, I'm a 60s child, 1966, and born and raised, you know, originally born in the 60s and then, you know, went through the 70s and 80s and growing up in that time era, way back, it was different. You would always think of Jesus Christ and the crucifixion and resurrection. Now they have everything convoluted, meaning they have everything screwed up and turned around. Everything is completely out of touch and out of reality. There is no reality, I should say. It's not about the Easter bunny, folks. It's not about the eggs. That is satanic. I'll just say that. That is satanic. We've taken the crucifixion of one man, Jesus Christ, and now we've taken that because adults, and again, the devil has gotten in here, and the devil had said, okay, let's throw in the Easter bunny, and how the hell that happened through paganism goes back hundreds of years. And this was, this is the name of the game. So rather than show our kids a man that's covered in blood, has been crucified and spikes in both hands and legs and everything, both hands and feet, rather than show our kids the truth, we'd rather show our kids the friggin' Easter bunny. We'd rather show the kids, let's go color some eggs and hide some eggs. You know, I went through this for a while, but as I get older and had learned and had gotten more into Christianity and understood, I gave all that stuff up. Halloween, same thing, satanic. Easter with the Easter bunny, that's not good. That's satanic as well. And so I know I'm going to hear it from everyone out there. Oh my gosh, Eric, what have you become? Blah, 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 blah. Lay off the kids and they're not like you. No, you have to treat and teach your kids right from the start, folks. You have to do that. And you have to explain what's going on. One man gave up his life so that all of humanity can live. All of humanity can be forgiven through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He died on the cross so that we can be forgiven. We can have a second chance. We can be redeemed again. And as God Almighty is looking down on all of us, including myself, as I'm doing this podcast Sunday, March 31st, 2024, God is watching everything, okay? And we must put things back into perspective, folks. In other words, it's not about the Easter bunny and Easter eggs, as I just said. It's about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the crucifixion and resurrection 3 days later of Jesus Christ. Died on a Friday, rose again on a Sunday. And so that's where we have to understand, folks. We have to understand it's about Jesus Christ. I can't stress that enough, folks. I hope everyone has a happy Easter. And again, God bless you. This is a short podcast here, folks. I don't want to take a lot of your time on Easter. But again, I just want to remind you that what we're living for, and we're supposed to be living the godly life. We're supposed to be living our life through Jesus Christ. I just want to remind everybody to have a happy Easter. And just remember, as I close here, just remember the true meaning of Easter, folks. That's all I ask. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated, folks. Happy Easter, and thanks again for listening. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Be well, be safe. But most importantly, folks, God bless you and your family. Thanks again for tuning in. Bye for now.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Vim, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.